Begin the current daf, Masechta Sechul and Daf Tzadi Tes. Begin 8 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And then, as we were discussing, related halacha to our previous Mishnah regarding the laws of Gid Anasha, which is prohibited to eat, and if it was cooked in the thigh itself because it wasn't taken out, then you have what's called a taroivis, a forbidden mixture of Heter v'Isser, and that gets into the discussion regarding nullifying the taste from that Gid, from the sinew, in the meat itself, which that was a discussion that the Gemara had from the previous daf regarding when something is not emitting a taste, however you have the prohibited element mixed into the permitted item. So then there is a machlekes if you need a nullification of a ratio of 60 to 1 or of 100 to 1. The Gemara said these were two different interpretations of what Bar Kapara said, and they learned that from the same source of Zroya B'Shela, the cooked foreleg of the Isle Nazar from the ram that the Nazar brings. There you have the forbidden foreleg, because that's only permitted for Kohen to eat, that's cooked together with the rest of the ram, which are permitted for non-Kohen for the owner to eat, and yet it's mixed together. And then there was a discussion, machlekes, regarding what are we evaluating, just the meat or the bones and the meat, that would come out if it's going to be a ratio of 60 to 1 or 100 to 1. On that, the Gemara asks, how could you learn from Zerai B'Shela? But we have a brice that says, this is a case by Zerai B'Shela that it's really prohibited, but the Torah says it's permitted. So the Gemara says, isn't that excluding other Yisroim that we're not going to learn that from there? That there, when you have an Isser mixed in, that you're not going to be permitting it in, let's say, 60 to 1 or 100 to 1? So I think Gemara had two answers so far. Abai said, no, you do learn that from there, because actually we're learning out a stringency, not a leniency. What the Braisa was excluding was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says generally, min b'mina is loy batel, is not nullified, that's what it's saying, that here it's different by Zerai B'Shela, that even though it's from the same species, the both piece of meat, it will be nullified. Rava gave a different answer. He says that, again, no, it's not excluding other Yisurim because it's a stringency. Rather, it's regarding Tam Ki'ikr, generally by Kodshim, which is what the carbon of Isle Nazar is. We say that the taste is like the substance itself and it's not nullified in the same species, in the same type. That's what we're saying, but that the Isle Nazar is different, that there, even though it's giving taste, we don't view it as the Ikr itself, as just taste, and therefore it will be nullified, and again, either a measurement of, as we're qualifying as a 60 to 1 or 100 to 1. That's how Gemara continues with a third approach. Vinami says, Lai Nitzchu, we didn't need when it's saying Zahu to exclude, which we're saying it's not excluding other Yisurim, because that we do learn from Nazar, from the Isle Nazar. Rather, it's El Lomakim Chatach. It's coming to teach us regarding the place of the cut itself. Because the master says elsewhere, Makim Chatach Ba'alma, generally by all other situations when you have prohibited and permitted items mixed together that are connected. For example, let's say when the uber, we had this in the previous parak, when the fetus sticks its hand out of the womb, so the fetus inside is getting permitted with the mother slaughtering. The hand is not, that's considered Avram and Achai. Or when the limb is hanging off from the animal, which doesn't get permitted with the slaughtering. All those situations, the place of where it's connected to the prohibited part, Aser is also prohibited, as the Gemara said previously, Nafsam Achasam Abbas. That's what we're saying here by the Zroi B'Shel, it's different with the forearm where it was connected to the part that's the arm. That connected part is actually not prohibited, and that's again in contrast to general situation. But we're not excluding the element of Bittel B'Shishim or B'Meya that we do learn now from the halacha of Zroi B'Shel. Now, continuing on this halacha, which we had been discussing three interpretations how to resolve the question from the Braisa, but going back to the primary halacha, Yasser Rav Dimi v'kamal ala shmaita. Rav Dimi was sitting and he was saying over the teaching of Rav Shmuel bar of Yitzchak, who someone had first said that we generally go when there's no taste with a ratio of 60 to 1. And he had quoted Rav Asi. He says, how could you say 60 to 1? He says you need to have 100 to 1. And that's the Gemara that qualified their machlekes and how they each learn that from Zerai B'Shel. However, Amalei Abaye said to Rav Dimi, is it really so that by all of the prohibited elements in the Torah that if it falls into permitted items, you need to have a ratio of 100 to 1? And not like the other opinion said it's 60 to 1? But what's not? But he asked him the following Mishnah Masechtas Arla. The Mishnah says, Lama Amru, because it's going back on what the Mishnah previously had said. Regarding what prohibition did they say regarding Truma that it prohibits because of the taste in the chulin that it gets mixed into? So says the Mishnah, Kol HaMachamitz, whenever the chulin gets fermented with the yeast of Truma, or umetavel, or it spices up a pot of chulin foods with the spices of truma, or umedameya, or if it gets mixed together because they're cooking the chulin and the truma together, that's when we go after the truma lahachmer as a stringency. Says the Mishnah, what is that? What is that case? That's minu minay. That's when it's the same species. That's where we had said the halacha that we're going to go stringently, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain this from the Mishnah. Now, but in regards to what did we say, lahakul lahachmer, that sometimes we go leniently and sometimes stringently, that's min v'she'ena min. That's when it's different species. That's where they said sometimes leniently, sometimes stringently. But again, but if it's the same species, then we always went stringently. Now, the Ketani Sefer, at the end of the Mishnah, explains, lahakul lahachmer, this that we said that sometimes we go lenient, sometimes we go stringent, when it's min v'she'ena min, when it's different species, different types. Kitzad, how is that so? So the Mishnah explains, Greason, if you have split beans of truma, shenes bashlim adoshim, that gets cooked with lentils of chulin, so they're different types of foods, and we taste it, im yesh behem benoisin tam, if the truma is giving taste into the chulin lentils, so then, ben yesh behem lahalas b'meyev echad, then whether if it even has the required measurement of nullification in 101, meaning, even if the chulin has 101, to the one of truma, which generally that is the halacha of nullification of truma. Why is that the measurement of 101? Because the Sifri, the Brice is learned out from Pesukim. It says a pasuk, Mikol Chalbei, from all his choices parts, es mikdash mimenu, that which he sanctifies from it, which the pasuk there is referring to Trumas Meister, which is that person has to give 1/10 of his produce to the Levi, and the Levi has to give 1/10 from that to the Kain, which is called Trumas Meister. Now, although the simple translation of the pasuk is as mikdash mimenu, the drush, the exposition of that pasuk, is actually referring to, if let's say that trumas meister falls back into the chulin, it's saying not mikdash but mekadash. It's going to now make it all usser. As we said, the pasuk tuma trumas meister, which is 1/100th of the chulin, because it's 1/10. And that the pasuk is saying that if it goes back and falls back into the remaining 99 of chulin, it's going to sanctify. It's going to make it usser. That's from where they learned halacha, that regarding truma, if it's 100 altogether with the iser, meaning 99 to 1, that you see from the pasuk, it's going to be aser. But if it's 101, then it's going to be permitted. Now, over here, says the Mishnah, since it's giving taste, then even though you have enough of the heter to nullify the iser, because you even have 101 of the chulin to the truma, that doesn't make a difference. Bein ein behen lahalas b'meyev echad, or of course, if it doesn't have 101 to 1, it's us, it's going to be forbidden. And the reason for that is because since it's giving a taste, taste is not nullified when it's einoy mina, when it's not the same species, because it's giving a taste. So it doesn't make a difference if you even have 101 to 1. That's the stringency that we said that applies when it's einoy mina, which we said sometimes it's stringent, sometimes it's lenient. However, when are we saying as a leniency, is ein behem benois in tam, but let's say it doesn't give a taste. And that we could discern because it's different types of things. You could tell, but in the same type, you can't tell if it's giving a taste, they all taste the same. But when it's different types, one's lentils, one's beans, and it's not giving a taste, then says the Mishnah, bein sheyesh behen lahalas b'meyev echad, whether if it has a ratio of 101, bein ein behen lahalas b'meyev echad, or whether it is not enough to nullify in 101, so you don't even have the measurement of nullification, still, halacha is going to be mut, it's going to be permitted. Why? Because when do you need 101? That's when the prohibited item is extant, is obvious. For example, when it's whole wheat in whole wheat, or when it's something that wasn't cooked. But when you don't see it visibly, then you don't need 101, and that's where we're saying that we're going to go leniently. Now, in contrast, the Mishnah was saying, but when they're the same species, we're always going to go stringently, as the Gemara actually is going to tell us later on, that there does not become permitted until you have two elements, which is it's not giving taste, and you have 101. That's what the Mishnah says. But one thing, says the Gemara, and this is the question that he's asking from the Mishnah, one thing we see that the Mishnah says is, im behen lahalas b'meyev echad, that when it's not giving a taste, that even if it doesn't have 101, you don't need to have 101, and the truma that fell in is going to be permitted. Now, so that's what he asks him. So ela b'mai. So what's nullifying it? But it's there. The iser is there. The truma is there. Non-kohen can't eat truma. Lav b'shishim. Isn't it obviously telling us that regarding nullification, when it doesn't give taste, because when it's taste, like we said, it's never nullified. But when it's not giving taste, you see that you don't need to have 100. It's enough with 60. That refutes your interpretation that you're quoting that says that you need to have 100 to 1. You see that it's enough with not 100 to 1. It's enough with 60 to 1. So it's a contingent base. He says, Loi, no, it's b'meya. It's nullified in 100 to 1. And this is what the Mishnah is saying. That if there isn't 101 of heter, but rather there's only 100 of heter besides the prohibited item, then it's going to be permitted. Now, but however, the questioner asks as follows: V'hamidireshim, but from the fact that the first case of the Mishnah, which you're saying that when it's the same species, you're always going to go stringently. Even so, it's going to be batel b'meyo when there's 100, when it's not giving a taste. So the inference is that havaseifa, so then the second case of the Mishnah, when it's min b'she'enim, when it's different species, must be b'shishim. Must be that then it's nullified in even 60 to 1, because that obviously must be the difference between them. Because it's saying that this one doesn't need 101 when it doesn't give taste, and this one does, as the Gemara explains, the Ketani Reisha. The Mishnah says, L'hachmer mina mina keita. What's the case that we're going stringently when it's the same species? So the Mishnah said, Sa'ar shel chitim, if you have the leavening of wheat, shenafa le'isas chitim, which falls into a dough of wheat, which that's min b'min, it's both the same type. V'yeshber k'de l'chametz, and there is enough to ferment it, which means to say it gives a taste. So then we say it's giving taste, it's always going to be aser. Whether you have the ratio of 101, whether you don't have 100 to 1, aser, it's going to be aser. That's when it has enough to ferment it to give taste. Now, if it doesn't have 100 to 1, then whether if it has enough to ferment, whether it does not have enough to ferment, aser, that's forbidden, like we said that. But to permit it, you need to have both. You need to have both that it doesn't give taste, and that you have 101. Now, but one thing we see is that its stringency when it's min b'minay, because the Mishnah tells us when it's min b'she'enim, when it's different types, then you said when there's no taste, then you don't need to have 101. Whereas here, you need to have 101. But one thing you see is that that's what makes it more stringent, that when there's only 101, that's when it's going to be permitted. Now, the questioner's assumption is that, what does it mean 101? It means with the prohibited item. So obviously you see that it's bottled with 100. So the question is, ratio is safer b'meya? So what does that mean? You tell me the ratio is more stringent than the safer, but both of them, according to you, are requiring a ratio of 100 to 1. So how are you saying that that's the leniency of the safer versus the ratio? So that says the answer. He says, loy, no. Reisha b'meya v'chad. The reisha that we're saying we're stringent requires 101 besides the prohibited element. V'seifa b'meya, the seifa that we're lenient, only requires 100 to 1 besides the prohibited item. And therefore that's the difference between them. But yes, even by min b'shein aminai, which we're lenient, when there's no taste, you still need to have 100 to 1. It's not enough, it's 60 to 1. This that we're stringent by min b'minai, that's something else, that's 100 to 1. And that's its stringency. So on that as the Gemara, if you're telling me that the ratio is talking about that you need to have 101 of heter, so then why does it say that if there's enough to ferment, that even though it is 101, it's going to be aser? So that has abaya v'chiyesh b'kedei l'chametz. So if you're telling me that if there's enough to ferment, that then it's going to be aser, b'mei v'chad amayli batel. But if you're telling me that there's 101 and still there's not batel, is it possible that something's going to be giving so much of a taste that in a ratio of 101 to 1? How could that be? So Ishtik's Rav Dima was silent. He didn't have an answer for how to explain that. So Amalei Sabaya said to him, Dilmashani Sa'ar. No, you're right. Maybe Sa'ar is different. The Chimutze Kasha, because its fermentation is very hard. You have things that are more severe in taste than other things. And yes, although generally things would require less, like 60 to 1, but certain things could, even with 101 to 1, would still not be mevatel, because this sa'ir is still giving taste, like that was the case of the Mishnah describing when, even if you'll have 101, but if it's giving a taste, like by the sa'ir, it's still going to be aser. So Amalei, so he responded back to me, he says, oh, at karta nilsa da'am Reb Yisrael ben Chanina. Now you remind me of something Reb Yisrael ben Chanina said, which what you were answering to explain my opinion. That not all measurements are the same in regards to how much taste they're giving and what requires nullification. Sharitzir, because you have the brine from fish, which is like the juices that there is from the fish. Its measurement of nullification is close to 200 to 1. Does not like learn the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. Mishnah says, Dag tami a non-kosher fish, tzirei aser. Its brine is prohibited. And Behudaimi says, revius, a quarter of a leg of a non-kosher brine from a non-kosher fish, prohibits bisosayim with two sa of kosher brine or something else. Now, Sasayim is almost 200 revias, because a kav is 4 lugin, a lug is 4 quarter lugin, and that makes 16 for a kav, and a sa is 6 kavin, which makes for 3 kavin, 48 revias, and you do that times 4, it comes out to almost 200. So you see that, yeah, you could have certain things that would require a great amount of bittel. And if it's not a difficulty under Rav Dimi's interpretation, where, yeah, the sefer that's being, quote, lenient requires 100 to 1. The ratio is requiring 101 to 1, and still you could have that's giving taste, even though you have 101 to 1, because, like he said, you have certain things like sa'ar, which are very severe, like the case of the tzir, of the brine, that could be giving a lot of taste and requires a really high ratio for nullification. Now, incidentally, the Gemara asks on this brice, on this mission that we just quoted, that to prove that you need to have almost 201 to be mevatel the tzir, and that was Rabbi Yehuda. But V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, we quoted it in the previous daf, min b'mina le'batel, he says, when it's the same species, it's not nullified. So how can you nullify the fish with the fish brine? Well, the brine is going to be the same species, and you can't nullify when it's the same species. So the Gemara, no shani tzir, actually fish brine is different. The zeh ba'amahu, it's considered like just sweat. It's not considered the same element as the fish. You're right. If it was, then it wouldn't be able to be nullified because it's the same species, but we don't consider it the same species, and therefore, bittel is possible. Now the Mishnah had said that kitzin misharina, how do we evaluate to be mevatel the gidhanasha that got cooked with the thigh in regards to nullifying it because it's giving taste into the rest of the thigh? So on that, the Mishnah said that it's how you evaluate meat into turnips. We view the gid as if it was meat, and if it was being cooked that amount in turnips, that's how we evaluate the thigh. If it would give a taste, then it's permitted. If not, it's permitted. Now, Amar Rav Huni qualifies this halacha. It says, kebasa b'rosh l'fasas. It's how we would assess meat being cooked in the tips of turnips, which are the leaves of the turnips. Because like Rashi says, it appears to him that the tips of the turnips are sweeter than the tail end. And therefore, the taste of the meat is recognizable in the small amount in the tail end of the turnips, but the tips of the turnips are not so recognizable until you have a complete measurement, like our Mishnah is saying, which is a greater quantity, and that's what you need to have in regards to the mevatel, the gidanosh that was cooked with the thigh, with the kosher meat of the thigh. Now the Gemara says, but in general, masnid and halacha of our Mishnah had said that regarding the gidanosh, that even when it's recognizable and you throw away the gidanasha from what it was cooked with the rest of the meat, but it's going to make the rest of the pot prohibited because if it's emitting a taste into the pot, unless you have a measurement of nullification, is delay kiyai tana. It's not like the following tana. The tana, like we learned in the Brayso, b'shmol b'nei shabrich b'mbrika emir, he says, im begidim nesin tam. Says, the sinews, the tendon, doesn't give a taste. And therefore, if you know which is the gidanasha, you throw it away and the rest is permitted. You don't need to have any nullification because it's not emitting any taste into the pot. Now, relating to this halacha, the Gemara says, "Ahudas lekamed Reb Chanina." There was an individual who came in front of Reb Chanina, and he had this situation where the gidanosh was cooked with permitted meat. Have Yosef Reb Yehuda Bar Zvina above. Now, Reb Yehuda Bar Zvina was standing by the doorway, and he was sitting by the doorway. And kinafik, when the person who asked the question, Reb Chanina, came out, Amalei said to him, "My Amalach, what did he tell you?" So Amalei Sharin Alei says, "Permitted." So Amalei said to him, "Hadar Ayle lekamed." Go back in and ask him the question again. So Amar, when Reb Chanina heard this person asking the question again, he says, "Man hay de komatzar lei, who is this that's bothering me? Zil emulei leman de yosav abava, go tell to that person who's sitting by the doorway. Ein begidim leisin tam, the tendons don't give a taste, and therefore it's not making the mixture of meat that it got cooked with prohibited. It's permitted. It's not giving. It's not emitting any taste." So to kiyasle kamed Rabami, when people would generally come in front of Rabami, meshadu lul kamed Reb Yitzchak ben Cholov, he would send them in front of Reb Yitzchak ben Cholov to ask him the question. Because the Mari Balei Teirim Mishum the Bishum Alevi, he would say in the name of Bishum Alevi that again, that if the Gid Anasha is cooked with permitted meats, it's permitted. But Valei L'Svirlei, but Rabami himself didn't hold like this to permit it. But since he was saying over in front of a great person, Bishum Alevi, who permits it, so he wasn't protesting and he would send them to them and let him permit it for them. And says the Gemara of Hilchos and Nesta Alocha in Begidim Leisin Tam, that the Gid Anasha does not emit any taste. And therefore, whether it's cooked or salted or roasted with other meats, all you do is you throw it out and the rest is going to be permitted. But as Rashi points out, that's only if it was only the gid hanasha. But if let's say it was the gid, let's say with the thigh, which is meaning it has the fats of the gid hanasha, which that actually does give taste because the fats of the gid hanasha, we said, are prohibited. So if you didn't take away the fats, actually it would make it forbidden. Not because of the gid hanasha itself, but because of the fats, and that actually would make it prohibited. Now the Mishnah said that gid hanasha shen is bashal, regarding the gid hanasha that's cooked with other pieces with other permitted gidim. So then, if you don't recognize the Gidan Asher, so then they're all prohibited. Now, that the Gemara asked, but v'l-batl beruba. But even when you don't recognize which is the Gidan Asher, so you have a bunch of pieces, and one is prohibited, the rest are permitted, it should be nullified in the majority of the permitted to the Gidan Asher. Why do we say they're all Asher, no matter what quantity there is? Says the Gemara, you're right, as we continue to have Kofim and Aval, generally we do say batl b'raif, but b'riya shani, a creature is different. A complete entity is not nullified even in a thousand. As Tyson points out, as we'll see later on in the next daf, that even what's called chaticha ru l'skabed, when you have a considered a significant piece of meat, it's not batl. And therefore the b'riya, although you have generally the raiv is mavatl, or we said shishim or certain things, but that's only things that could be nullified. Things like a creature, like a full element, which is the Gidan Asher, is considered also a full, intact, complete element that's like a creature. That's something that's not going to be nullified even in a thousand, and therefore, since you don't recognize it, you don't know which it is, it's not nullified. Regarding the taste, that we could be levatel if you don't taste it anymore, and shishim and other things, but regarding the Gidan Asher, if it's not recognized, it's going to be awesome.